I'm very happy to have in the studio today Wilhelmina Smith, who is the artistic director of the Salt Bay Chamber Music Fest. And Wilhelmina, you are celebrating an important anniversary this year.
Yes, I guess that would be our silver anniversary. It's our 25th year.
And you've been doing this, the organization, for 25 years in a really beautiful place, too. Your concerts are at the Round Top Farm.
Yes, they're in the Darrow's Barn, which was an actual working cow barn for, I think, a century or two before we invaded it with classical music, and that overlooks the Great Salt Bay in the Damariscotta area.
It's a beautiful setting, and I think all of the you're honoring the memory of those cows, because you'd not believe how many people in my life, in my career, have told me that they have classical music on in the barn for their cows.
They're
dairy cows. I'm not kidding. So I think it's come full circle at Round Top Farm. I really like that idea. Well, the next festival concert is on August 6th, and that's at 7:30, again at the Darrow's Barn at Round Top Farm. And what I noticed that really stood out for me about this one, Wilhelmina, is that it features Derek Bermel, not only as a composer, but as a soloist.
Yes, in a couple of respects, actually. A large part of our mission is to really rejuvenate and keep vibrant music, classical music, in fact, all genres. And what better way than in several of our concerts to feature the real innovators of today, of which Derek is a prime one.
What makes him, in your opinion, what makes him an innovator?
Derek wears many hats as a musician and as an artist. He's a phenomenal clarinet player. He's an incredible composer. And what our audiences will discover if they come on Tuesday night is that he is a rap artist as well.
So this is a classical rap concert. There's some rap elements here.
Yeah.
Well, that's really exciting. How is that going to play out? Pun intended here.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, and I've talked in depth with Derek about this, and I hope you have the chance to talk to him at some point as well, is that, you know, I think that composers such as Derek, and even with Vijay Iyer, who just performed in our concert last night, they transcend genres. You know, they don't just push boundaries with their art. They get rid of them altogether, and they are creating very new music. And it's not intended to have any kind of labels put on it. It's just exciting and groundbreaking and fantastic. So audiences will find actually an entire kind of rap drama event if they come to our concert on Tuesday, complete with an actor. We have a director coming in to help, but also he collaborates with another innovator, Nate Smith, drummer, and they have created all kinds of crazy rhythms. So, you know, typically if you're hearing rap, it's going to be pretty an irregular kind of rhythm,
yeah.
But they've really taken it to a new level, five, sevens, and, you know, with the purpose of all kinds of social commentary. And you know, it's very, I actually haven't heard all of it yet because this is a commission of ours. So a lot of this will be brand new.
Oh, that's exciting too.
Yeah. But there's also, you know, a jazz bass player and a saxophone player, Jaleel Shaw, Fema Ephron coming.
And we need to also mention that Derek himself plays a clarinet.
Derek plays a clarinet, yes.
An instrument that knows no bounds. It definitely crosses between genres of all kinds. So.
Especially when Derek's playing it, too. He's quite a unique sound and artist.
Well, here is Derek Bermel, along with Wilhelmina Smith and others, in the finale to John Musto's Divertimento.